Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Hey, welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Thursday edition of Stacey and Jay Spoon. Still playing in the background, Temperature, Sean Paul. Just before this one, music coming through from Becky Hill, My Heart Goes La-Di-Da. It is the 1st of December. Officially welcome to it.
New month,
we made
same
it.
Year. Yay.
December, it is here. Now, first things first, guys. As we celebrate it being the 1st of December, a brand new month, news just in. Ramaphosa has been found guilty of 5 counts, guys. He might be resigning as the president of South Africa.
I doubt it.
The rand is plummeting.
Well, yes.
Which means bread might cost you the same price as it costs you to put petrol in your car to go to work every day. Next thing you know, people are submitting letters of absence.
Because
saying,
of bread.
I need to buy bread.
Owing to this carbohydrate crisis that looms.
I can't come to work.
Yeah, no, guys. Honestly, like...
Ooh, guys.
Between the politics, the financial state of the country, we must stay true.
Kuraf.
And I think the best way to do that often is to bury ourselves in other people's problems.
Mm.
So by way of example, because rich people have problems too, and they're in first world countries. Kim Kardashian and Ye, that man she was married to who rapped sometimes, they have reached a divorce settlement that includes joint custody of their 4 children, and they'll be dividing up all of their real estate assets, which must be just dreadful. I mean, because they have 95 homes.
Yeah.
So I somehow feel like none of them are going to struggle, and that everything is going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm glad they were able to settle that properly, and
I will sleep better tonight,
you know,
myself.
Equal custody of the kids. We don't need to destroy the kids' life just because 2 people can't get along. Now, moving on, guys.
Swiftly.
If you want to go read up on all these stories, by the way, head on over to ecr.co.za. Click on Darren, Kerry and Sky. They covered it as part of 5 Things in the Morning. Now, guys, we're not going to lie. I'm going to drop the music, in fact, guys. 2022 has been a very difficult year. There have been many realizations. There have been many lessons learned. When it comes to lessons, for me in particular, mental health became a priority. So I learned that I need to take care of my mental health. And I think in the spirit of lessons learned in 2022, we should have a young discussion about, you know, what did you learn this year? To wrap it up as we enter into a new month.
Well, I mean, considering Spotify suggested that your, you know, Wrapped playlist is available for you before the 1st of December.
It is
time. I think, yeah, that now, because, you know, now people are going to spend the next few weeks shopping and eating and then coming up with these ridiculous New Year's resolutions that are going to make you feel bad if you can't keep them and blah, 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 blah. So at this exact moment in time, reflect back on the past 11 months. What is the biggest lesson? Doesn't have to necessarily be something terrible, just something that you feel like you leveled up on, actually. You're like, ah, I get that now. I understand that now. I know me a little bit better now because of this particular thing. Send us a WhatsApp voice note to 061-792-9495.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.